It's Tuesday and time to read from your emails and blog comments. We gave some of the many truckers in our audience a chance to put down the CB and tell us their stories during our conversation about highway safety and big rigs. We asked drivers what we don't understand about sharing the road with 18-wheelers. Jimmy emailed from Cincinnati, "One thing four-wheelers don't seem to understand is how to properly merge onto the highway. Look over your left shoulder and check to see if there's a big freight shaker rumbling toward you at 65 miles an hour. If so, wait your turn and give that trucker the right of way and actually merge into traffic." Bill Pulliam, a trucker in Hohenwald, Tennessee, emailed, "You can always tell the truckers when we are in four-wheelers. We drive more defensively, leave longer stopping distances, make fewer lane changes, look much farther down the road, and flash our lights to signal big trucks making lane changes to let them know when they're clear. Once a trucker, always a trucker. P.S. Many truckers listen to NPR. We also asked the question last week, does everyone need to go to college? Rachel Holtz, a community college teacher in DeKalb, Illinois, emailed to say, "No, not everyone should go to college, but I feel that the ones who fall into that category end up being African Americans and other minority students. There is still a learning gap between minority students and their Caucasian counterparts in high school, and I'm afraid if we don't encourage them to pursue higher education, that gap will continue to widen. How can African Americans and minority students get high-paying jobs if they don't go to college?" Another listener questions that expensive degree. "As a chorus teacher, I myself have frequently asked how much or whether my college degree prepared me for my career. I think about how much nicer it would have been to be a plumber, machinist, or a landscaper. I could have achieved more financial security much faster, and I would not have had to give up any musical efforts. The fact is, we disregard those other opportunities because my generation has been fed the idea that those jobs are only for people who lack potential to do anything else. I believe I've been alienated from this college track system, which seems to feed off of people's need for credentials rather than their potential." That by email from Chris Charig in Acton, Massachusetts. Finally, Robert Bubb got fed up with all the talk of training and tuition. "Job, job, job," he wrote. "College is not all job training, and it is certainly not all connoisseurship. It's also critical thinking in general, or it should be. The whole question of worth allows the audience to focus nearly totally on jobs. It's school. Can we ask what we learned instead, or at least in addition?" If you have comments, corrections, or questions for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, David Gura, April Failing, Dahlia Martinez, and Barry Hardiman. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Sarah Handel is our associate producer. She also handles our web content. The intern is Anna White-Knockleby. Gwen Uten directs the program. Ivan Burketh is our technical director, and he gets engineering help from Jerry Tennant. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson. The executive producer of Talk of the Nation is Sue Goodwin. Ellen McDonald is NPR's executive producer of news programming. Tomorrow, political junkie Ken Rudin will join us. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.
Now you can get Talk of the Nation delivered to your inbox. Sign up and we'll send you a daily email about how to get into the conversation, what you missed, and our producers' picks for the best segments of the week. To sign up for the email newsletter, go to npr.org, click on Talk of the Nation, and scroll down to the newsletter sign-up box.